with Professor Challenger of Enmore Park.
Challenger? I cried. Professor Challenger, the famous zoologist. Wasn't he the man who broke the skull of Blundell of the Telegraph?
The news editor smiled grimly.
Do you mind? Didn't you say it was adventures you were after?
I really know nothing about him, said I.
I have a few notes for your guidance, Mr. Malone. I've had my eye on the professor for some little time.
He took a paper from a drawer.
Here is a summary of his record. I give it you briefly. Challenger, George Edward. Born Largs, N.B., 1863. Educated, Largs Academy, Edinburgh University. British Museum Assistant, 1892. Assistant Keeper of Comparative Anthropology Department, 1893. Resigned after acrimonious correspondence, same year. Winner of Creighton Medal for Zoological Research. Ex-President Paleontological Society. Section H, British Association, so on, so on. Publications, some observations upon a series of Kalmuck skulls, outlines of vertebrate evolution, and numerous papers, including The Underlying Fallacy of Weissmannism, which caused heated discussion at the Zoological Congress of Vienna. There, take it with you. I've nothing more for you tonight.
One moment, sir, I said. I am not very clear yet why I am to interview this gentleman. What has he done?
The face flashed back again.
Went to South America on a solitary expedition 2 years ago. Began to tell his adventures in a vague way, but somebody started to pick holes, and he just shut up like an oyster. Something wonderful happened? Or the man's a champion liar, which is the more probable supposition. Had some damaged photographs said to be fakes. Got so touchy that he assaults anyone who asks questions and heaves reporters down the stairs. In my opinion, he's just a homicidal megalomaniac with a turn for science. That's your man, Mr. Malone. Now off you run and see what you can make of him.
I walked across to the Savage Club. It was just after 11, and the big room was fairly full, though the rush had not yet set in. I noticed a tall, thin, angular man seated in an armchair by the fire. It was the man of all others whom I should have chosen. Top